to be joined by head coach Michael Duff. We'll start again with Catherine Heller from BBC Radio Leeds.
Thank you very much. Afternoon, Michael. Just to reflect a little bit on the win at Stevenage, and you touched on this in your post-match conversation, just how important was that win to restore a bit of confidence, a bit of positivity going into tomorrow?
All wins are important. Saturday was probably... we needed a reaction after the two previous performances, so... it's just nice to be able to play a back five to get back to the formation that we want to play, and it gives us a little bit more balance, and looked a little bit more like what we have done earlier in the season.
You also talked about that you want to see from your players a bit more personality, a bit more of them taking their own initiative on the pitch. How do you get them to do that?
That's tough because you can't change their personalities, but it's just getting to push each other sometimes, and that's when you're looking for leaders. I was a little bit critical when it was 0-0 against Shrewsbury, and I'm talking to the staff away, and it's deathly silent, no one talking, and it's tough. But you just got to keep encouraging them, trying to take things away that they're not in control of, and get them to stamp their game on the game. They're all in the team for different reasons. They've all got different jobs, and being a leader is. Not always, as we say all the time, it's not headbutting a wall, battle cry sort of leader all the time. It can be just a little word or a moment in the game. It's something we've been searching for. But it is tough when the team's been so disjointed.
Do you think those personalities are there within the squad?
I think it's a modern day thing. I think footballers are becoming different people in terms of, you don't want to sound like a dinosaur, but the noise in the dressing rooms when I played, because I didn't have mobile phones, so there was always something going on, there was always a practical joke going on, and it's a different world now. You drive past every bus stop you see, and there's all the kids, and they're all on the phone, no one's talking to each other. So I think it's a generational thing, but it's something that. But we've got some good characters, we've got some good personalities, and there are leaders in there, so it's having the confidence of, just because you're a young lad, your voice is still valued. It doesn't have to have played 500 games to all of a sudden be heard in the dressing room. So it's promoting all of that from within. Results help always, because that's where confidence and people are more bubbly around the place. So yeah, it's something we're trying to implement.
I'm always hesitant to raise this because it's been an ongoing theme this year about the home form. It's not just Huddersfield Town who sometimes struggle at home. Are we in danger of making a bit of a mountain out of a molehill about this?
We've not won up at home, so like I said, we've been beaten by Birmingham, we've been beaten by Bolton, are two decent teams. I think we should have beaten Reading, I think we should have beaten Rotherham, I think we should have beaten Burton, but we didn't. So we need to quash it, basically. We need to score a goal and win a game, and then hopefully people stop talking about it. There's no rules that say where you have to pick your points up. You want to play well at home, you want to pick your points up at home. But yeah, we need to deliver better aspects so we give ourselves a chance against Peterborough. We were nowhere near it at any point of the game and deservedly got beat. That hasn't happened that many times, I don't think. Well, I've walked off the pitch and gone, deserve absolutely nothing out of the game. Blackpool was probably the other one at home. We need to deliver our end of the bargain a lot better and not worry whether you're making a mount of it or not. The fact that it's an issue tells you there's something not quite right there.
And do you think it is something that goes right across football? I was having a look earlier, and there's an article on the BBC Sport website the end of February looking at the amount of home wins from Premier League teams, and it's way down, one of the second lowest on record, I think it was. So do you think it's a bigger picture thing that there are more and more teams struggling to win in front of home crowds for whatever reason?
I don't know. I don't know whether it's because of social media there's more expectancy now. That you're at home, you should always win, and if you don't, it gets blown up a little bit more. I don't know the answer to it. I've not looked into it. I've just been worrying about our home form, not everyone else's. It's been frustrating. You look at we're about to play Wrexham, and we're going to look back through the team, and I think the team that's played against them and the team that started on Saturday, I think there's three people in the team. So, it's been a total... disruption and things like that, which hasn't helped. It's not an excuse. We've not hidden behind the injuries. The team in the last two games that we lost were good enough to win the games, but we weren't.
With regard to the Wrexham game then, as you say, there's been so much change from the Huddersfield Town point of view. There's been fair change from them as well. Are you expecting them to be much different to the side you drew with back in October, I think it was?
Not in terms of their shape. They play exactly the same way. They probably feel they've upgraded the top end of the pitch with Sam Smith and Jay. You can know Jay's getting old because I played with him as a young kid. He came through at Burnley when I was there. So, top player. You know, played for England and would have got a lot more caps, but for a horrible injury. But knowing him like I do, he's not dropped down the levels just looking for a payday. I don't think money's an option for Jay. He's done all right in his career. And he's still got that hunger. He's still got that bit that when he came through as a 17, 18-year-old, you can still see he's got that fire. Sam Smith I had at Cheltenham in the year that we won the league there, and he was really, really good for us. Him and Alfie May were brilliant. So yeah, I know those two particularly well, and the rest of it, they've been up there all season. You know, they're not on a good run. They've been there pretty much since the very, very start. So yeah, they're a good team, a definite way of playing. It was a game of two halves down there. I thought they were good in the first half, that we were good in the second half, and the draw was probably a fair result. So we'll have to be much better than what we have been recently to get anything out of the game.
How do you deal with them, their strike threat then, particularly with a bit of a makeshift defence at the moment? You know, what's the key to quietening them, if you like?
Just, they all know the jobs. So we ask different things against different shapes. Because it's not just those two, you know, people like Stephen Fletcher, another good player, another a bit old, a bit experienced, but played at the top level. And they got good energy in the middle of the pitch. They're a threat from set plays because they're big and physical. So people have to do their jobs better than what they have in the last home game. But we know that they can, that's the thing. It looked a little bit more like a Saturday in terms of some of the patterns, some of the similarities that we've had when we've been on good runs ourselves. So it's hopefully that will help, looking a little bit more like us.
And it sounds like an incredibly obvious thing to say, but how helpful would it be to score first and to score early?
That's the plan. We need to score a goal first to win again at home, and that's from those two defeats. We probably didn't look anything like we want it to look. We just got to try and be positive. You can dress it up which way. Ultimately, we're fifth in the league. We've won 3 and 5, or we've lost this many in this. I can't get worried or obsessed with that. We think we can be better. We think we'll get stronger in terms of we're hoping that the injuries can't keep going. And we start getting a few people back, as we are at the minute. We're having to get people fit on the job at the minute, which is not ideal. You know, Ruben was a perfect example. I really, really didn't want to take him off on Saturday, but you have to. We took a risk with Nigel doing 90 minutes, but he got through it fine. I don't think there's any injuries from Saturday as well, so that's another positive. So it's in the running, last 12 games now, hopefully we can get better in the last quarter.
With regard to the injury situation then, how close is Joe Taylor to being able to start for you?
Well, he could probably start now. He's done his 20 minutes the other day. It's whether he's ready, whether he's sharp enough, whether we think he's sharp enough, how long can he do. So he's match fit in terms of like his injury. It's just sharpness. Hasn't done loads of training, so he comes into the thinking definitely, and it's not a bad option to bring off the bench as well.
And likewise, David Kasumu, is he still a couple of weeks away?
Yeah, Cas won't be ready for a couple of weeks, so again, not as bad as first feared. When he first did it, he thought it was going to be quite a bad one, but it's not. Normally when they scan them, they end up being worse than what they think, and it was the other way around, which is fortunate, but he's still unavailable.
And Chapman as well, Jacob Chapman.
Chappie should be okay. That'll be a late one. Probably tells you where we're at last week in terms of you've got a goalkeeper who's passing the ball, gets injured. You think it's almost impossible to happen, but he rocked his ankle, so he should be okay.
And finally, just to return to say the obvious, get an early goal. If there is a bit of disquiet at home and a bit of fear, certainly it kind of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, doesn't it? The crowd get nervous and the players sense that, you know, just to get that early goal to sort out everybody's nerves ahead of the game make a huge difference, can't it?
It can do, yeah. Well, goals change games, obviously. We need to be better than what we have been, in all honesty. And it's difficult sometimes. But that's the expectancy of playing for a big football club. You can't have it always. You can't have good facilities, and they get paid well for the level, and you get 20,000 fans, and then you don't like it when the fans are saying, well, we want more. That's part of the pressure. You know, it's either that or just go and play for a little club. You get 3,000 or 4,000 every week, and there's no expectancy. So you've got to be able to deal with it. And that's why people like Mo Salah are the best, because he's fit every week, he delivers every 3 days, he travels around the world, and he just delivers. And that's why they're the best players in the world. And our players, if it is pressure, then unfortunately, you've got to be able to deal with it.
And it would be such a great team to beat, in a way, because of the profile that comes with them, because of where they are in the league as well, another promotion rival. You know, just puts that feel-good factor really back, doesn't it, if you can get a result tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, they're all important, the wins. You know, 3 points are 3 points. They're all as valuable as each other. But like you said, we're at home against a big team in the league. They're above us in the table, so we can get right on their shirt tails if we can beat them. But they'll be coming here saying that we can put a bit of distance between the two as well, because I don't think they won't change. They're good at what they do, and why would you change when you win most weeks? We're expecting a good game, a tough game, and hopefully it'll be an entertaining game, and hopefully we win, obviously.
Best of luck. Thanks, Michael.
Cheers, Catherine. We'll just come to Stephen Chicken from the Terriers.
Hi, Michael. Just sort of carrying on from Catherine there, I mean, you spoke on Saturday about, you said to the players, you know, you took the leash off a bit, try to, you know, go and have a bit of fun kind of thing. Is it important to keep that fun factor going into the final stretch, as pressured and serious as it is?
Yeah, well, we've been at it a long time now, so this is when you go back to pre-seasons. A lot of the foundations you're putting in pre-season. So when it is game, when you keep having to change the team and change the shape, it's difficult to make it fun, because you're trying to give them information that they need, and it's disjointed. It's felt a little bit disjointed, so getting a few bodies back, hopefully we can get back to, right, it doesn't have to be as structured all the time. It's because I'm reluctant just to go, right, we just have a five-a-side every day. You know, I'd like the players to have information. But it's getting the balance of the two. And going back to the shape that we played on Saturday, you could free them up a little bit, because they know it. You know, you don't have to go through, well, the ball's here, you need to be stood there, and the ball's there, you need to be stood there. It's like, right, you know the patterns, you know what's expected of each position, go and deliver. And they did on Saturday. I thought they were much better.
Yeah. The back three as well, obviously, that change obviously helped the familiarity. Josh Ruffell's in that back three. I mean, we've seen him there before. He's played that role very well before, to be fair to him. Is his experience in particular valuable when you've got two young centre-backs alongside him?
Yeah, experience, balance. You know, Josh should really be the perfect wide centre-half, because he's a big full-back, which is really what you want. You know, he's comfortable defending in wide areas. He can go and join in when we're attacking, and it has been a young back two, back three, call it what you want, and experience does help. He's got a lot of games under, you know, he's game rich. He's 300 games, 400 games, I think he's got had in his career. So, and he's been through it all, and he's been through the mill this season. But we say it all the time, they'll all be needed at some point, and he's. Credit to himself in terms of his professionalism, got his head down. You know, we've had a few conversations along the way, and we've always been honest with each other where we're at, and he's come in. We've said it all the time. It's not that we don't think he's not a good player. If I didn't think he was a good player, I'd find someone else to go and play in the position. But he's come in, and he's done all right. He's done all right. I thought he was good Saturday. You know, the two performances before that, he was probably one of 11 that didn't do themselves any justice. But he wasn't the only one. He's been good, Russ. I'm pleased for him.
And obviously Ruben got a lot of the plaudits on Saturday. I mean, we haven't really talked about it because the good run sort of continued on after Mikel's injury. But, you know, when you look at the numbers with and without Mikel, he has been a massive miss for you. It must be a great relief to have someone like Ruben back and available and able to do that role now?
Yeah, it just gives you, like you said, balance. It gives us balance. We play with wing backs, and Mikel's been out for 4 months. Last missed 3 months of the season. We've said it's difficult. You're only as good as your wing backs. I say it quite often. But one thing he showed is that he's a threat going forward. He's got pace. His delivery's good. The last ball that he put in just before he came off. The defender gets lucky. It's a great ball onto Callum's chest, and he's beaten the man, and it just sort of hits the lad's back of his head. I think it is. Otherwise, he's got a tap in, and that was his last action. So no, it's important that we don't get too carried away with him. He's new to the league. It's going to be a bit up and down. But it's an exciting prospect having the pair of them fit, because that will be good competition for places. And hopefully that's an issue that we do have, that they both get fit and we have to pick one of them rather than having none of them to pick from. And to be fair to JK's been great in terms of being asked to play out of position. Obviously, we tried to protect him in terms of being more of a back four when we turned the ball over. But Ruben being able to do the both roles, as in attacking and defending, in terms of the wing back responsibilities, has given just a little more balance. Yeah.
And you hope, obviously, you were able to give Ben Wiles a rest on Saturday. You know, I think he played the most minutes for you of anyone this season. Are you hoping that will do him some good?
Yeah, he's been unbelievable, Wilesy, in terms of numbers. I'd imagine you'd be comfortably clear of most minutes played, including goalkeepers, because obviously they've changed as well. So and he does a lot of work that people don't see. Top goal scoring midfielder at the club. But he's pretty much played every minute that he's been available. So, and I think he has looked a little bit jaded, which is unsurprising, but it's been relentless. You know, that unbeaten run we went on, the midfield three were they had to pretty much play every minute. And one thing he has shown is that he's robust. He's always been available. He obviously didn't want to come out of the team, but we just felt that with the other options that we had, we think Evo's come back in and looked a little bit more like what we wanted, and he's hungry and he's got a real appetite for it, and he's been pushing, and it got to a point where we thought it was an opportunity to give Wiles a rest. He'll still have a big part to play between now and the end of the season, make no mistake about that, because if you're looking at players of the season so far, I'd imagine he'd be in the top three or four.
That's all from me. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Stephen.